Welcome to the Jaspy on School podcast, episode number 244.
Welcome to the Jaspy on School podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School podcast, episode number 244. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. In this particular episode, I'm going to be going over the second portion of the 2022 planning session and the guidebook accompanying with the planning session. And this is taken from a live stream that I did. All three of these are live streams. And so the podcast audio you're hearing is from a live stream. You can watch the live stream on our YouTube channel if you want to do that, or on the website, whatever you want. But this is the audio from the live stream. So if you don't have the guidebook yet, definitely go ahead and get that. jazzpianoschool.com/2022guidebook. 2022 guidebook. jazzpianoschool.com/2022guidebook. You don't have to give your email or anything. It's completely free. You can download it. Follow along as I explain everything in the guidebook, how to use it, how to apply it. It's really, really helpful information. If you're listening to this during the release, this was supposed to come out a couple weeks ago. It didn't for some reason because of a scheduling issue on the website. But it's still in January. We're still planning. We're still going strong, right? And if you took a couple weeks off just to relax in the beginning of January, no problem. So, right, we can still keep planning, still set ourselves up for success, which is exactly what I'm going to explain to you in today's podcast. And definitely go ahead. We're going to be releasing the third installment of the series the next upcoming week, right, where I go over a lot of different actionable steps, which is really, really cool. And again, I finish off part three of the guidebook. The guidebook's amazing. There's a lot of amazing information in it, so definitely go grab that. But with that being said, let's get into this episode. And again, if you want to watch this, you can go to YouTube and watch it, because this is the audio taken directly from the live stream that I did on YouTube. If you want to watch it at jazzpianoschool.com, you can do that as well. All right? So here we go. All right. How's everyone doing today? Thank you guys so much for being here. I just ran and sat down in my chair because I was fiddling with something and then realized what time it was. But I was just checking some settings. But thank you guys all so much for being here. So hopefully you guys can all hear me well. Today's planning session is going to be more of a lecture style. I know last episode was as well, but I will be demonstrating a lot of different things, but I do want to go over this guidebook. So if you haven't gone to get the guidebook, go to the link that I posted in the chat and you can download the guidebook there. You can view it there. I'm going to be actually replacing this with a fillable guidebook that you can use so you don't have to print it out. But if you are, if you do like to print out your materials and things like that, you can do that as well. So or you can wait to get the fillable one and just kind of follow along today. But I really would like you guys to write down some things and kind of work along with what I'm teaching and going over today so that we can really get some good solid planning in for 2022. All right. So if you are a member, welcome. A lot of the materials and all the education that I'm going to be teaching you is going to be in the members area. And I'm going to be talking about a lot of the strategies, the resources inside of Jazz Piano School. If you're not a member, that's completely okay. And if you're watching this later and you're not a member, that's completely okay too. I'm going to be talking about a lot of generalized planning strategies, and everything I'm going over is going to be usable in the real world. Even if you're not a member, you can still use a lot of the education that I'm going to be teaching you to apply to yourself or the teacher you're working with or any of the websites you may belong to, and still get a lot of great advice and strategy planning from what I'm going to be showing you today. All right. So I don't think there's anything else I really want to go over. If you're not a member, if you go to jazzpianoschool.com/holiday, we are having a holiday sale and discounts on all of our courses and products at jazzpianoschool.com/holiday. And so if you go there, you'll get a complete list of all of the courses and memberships and things like that. If you're a monthly member, already the only thing on there that would be worthwhile to you is going to be the lifetime upgrade. If you're interested, if you're not a monthly members get access to everything. So again, if you are not a member, all monthly members get access to absolutely everything inside of Jazz Piano School. So with that being said, I'm going to jump into this planning guide and kind of go through it with you. Again, go to the link that I posted in the chat because that will give you the guidebook that I'm about to go over. Otherwise, you can follow along. But again, today, I would really like you all to be writing along with me as I'm going through and explaining the different sections. And I'm going to give you guys a little bit of time to do that so that you can actually start to make some written goals for yourself, some written plans to put in action for the upcoming year. All right. So let's head over to that guidebook. All right. So this is going to be the guidebook. And again, you can get this on the link in the chat. And again, feel free to chat away in the chat, chat away in the chat. And you can write what your intention is in the chat if you want to. If you don't, that's totally fine. If you want to keep it to yourself, that's totally fine. But I would like you to write somewhere, right? Somewhere. And you can write kind of on a piece of paper in front of you or in a notebook if you want, and then transfer it to the guidebook. Or you can wait for the fillable guidebook, write on some sort of piece of paper for now during this live presentation, and transfer it to the fillable guidebook that I'm going to be, that I'll send out to everyone on our email list probably tomorrow, I guess. And that way you can just transfer everything into the guidebook and you'll have it stored on your computer so you can revisit it however you want to operate. Oh, man. I wanted this to go page by page, but here we go. No. Single page. Oh well. Maybe I can't do it. Let me see here. Huh. That's weird. All right, well. Oh, there we go. Perfect. This is all I wanted. All right. I just wanted to go page by page so you weren't looking ahead, right? I didn't want to look ahead for anything. But anyway, here we go. So I talked about this in the first part of the 2002 planning, and I talked about your goals, right? And goals are really, really important to your progress, to everyone's progress, to life, and especially jazz piano, because there's so many categories in jazz piano. There's so many things to work on, and it's very overwhelming. And the more we can focus on exactly what we want and exactly what we need to get what we want, because as you might remember, I mentioned a lot of times, what we think we need is not going to get us what we want. I'm going to say that again. What we think we need is not going to get us what we want. All right? I also want you all to remember the 80-20 rule. Now, there's an amazing specialty course inside of Jazz Piano School called My Top 10 Jazz Piano Systems. And these are the systems that I've created and have helped me the most and will help you the most. Because it's funny, in life, right, the 80-20 rule states that 80% of your progress or 80% of anything, you can apply this rule to a lot of things in life, comes from 20% of something, whatever it is. So if we're applying it to jazz piano in this case, 80% of your progress is going to come from 20% of the education that you may learn or that I may teach you. And if you've been with me for a while and following Jazz Piano School, I definitely am not I'm definitely one to teach on the same concepts that I have a lot. And I do repeat my systems and my beliefs and philosophies because they are what they are and they work and they produce results. So I'm not trying to change that in any way. So A lot of times when we're practicing, we think we're practicing something that's going to get us somewhere, when in actuality it's not, all right? So now you don't have to write down all your goals right now, but if any of you are brave enough to type in some of your want goals into the chat, I would love to see those. If not, that's completely okay, but I want you to write down, maybe let's just plan for the first half of the year, right? So for quarter one and quarter two, I want you to write in some want goals. Now, I'm going to write in the chat here myself because I want to kind of demonstrate a little bit. And while I'm doing this, feel free to write in the chat some of your want goals. It's completely okay. I'm just going to keep teaching, keep talking, lecturing, and things like that. There is a significant delay, so it's hard for me to actually respond in real time. But once I start to see the chat kind of come up, then I will address those things. So let's say your want goal is to learn a tune, like to learn, you know, it's so funny. Anytime I try and think of tunes, like not, my head is blank. And then when I don't need to think of tunes, I have all these tunes flooding through my head. Let's say you want to learn the tune, the very thought of you, right? So your goal would be, I want to learn the tune, the very thought of you. Okay. That's just going to be an example. Hey, Les, what is the best way to practice hand independence? Is there a course on playing cocktail piano? I'll get that in a little bit, Les. That'd be a good goal if you want to put that down as your goal. I want to learn the tune, the very thought of you. Let's say that's your goal. Now, a lot of students have these goals, right? I want to learn this tune. I want to, let's say your goal might be, I want to better my improv. I just realized that when I type in the chat, the video is not going to be corresponding with the chat. So maybe I'll stop doing this. But let's say your goal is, I want to get better in improvement. The whole thing I'd like you to focus on here, while you write down your Q1 and Q2 goals, and please do that now. Please put down your goals here, and I'm going to help you improve upon them, okay? So write them down. Literally, as we're sitting here, as I'm speaking, I want you to write down your goals. Write down your want goal. We're not at need goal yet. We're not at your need goal. We're at your want goal, all right? There's a huge difference. So your want goal, right, might be to, I want to get better at improv. A lot of people are going to say that, a lot of students, but we want to get as specific as possible, right? Adam says, he put in the chat, thank you so much, Adam, for participating. I want to be in the jazz scene by 2023. That's a fantastic goal. That's a great goal. Tricker Knicker says, hey, Tricker Knicker, want to play one song comfortably on a beginning level. Comfortably, I can hear and enjoy myself rather than work at it. I love that goal. So we want to be specific. We want to get specific with these goals because otherwise, again, the jazz piano wormhole can suck us in. And what I mean by that is that, again, in jazz piano, there's so many different directions you can go. Like, I view jazz piano as a standing at a path with like 100 spiderweb paths that break off of it. You know, so when you say something, like there's 100 different ways you can go down to try and to accomplish your goal, right? So let's take Adams, for example. He says, I want to be in the jazz scene by 2023. And that's a great goal. But let's get a little more into this. How do you want to be in the jazz scene? Do you want to play a solo piano gig, right? Do you want to play with a group? Do you want to play with a band? What instrumentation do you want to play? What type of playing do you want? Do you want to be soloing as well? Or do you just want to be comping? Right, so the more focus you can get with this, the easier it is going to be to accomplish your goal. And this is something we all learn. I learn this to this day, and I know this. I'm teaching it to you guys right now. But it always takes a mentor to say it to you and make sure that you understand to put it into action. I still have my mentors telling me and educating me on these principles for planning in 2022, right? How to achieve what you want. So this getting specific is going to be, I don't like to use the SMART, you know, goal planning stuff because I think that gets a little overused. It's very cliche, but specific is very important. And this is my system that I've created and I've used for a long time and I believe is really great for you. So the want goal for Adam might be, I want to play in a quartet I want to play one gig in a quartet in my jazz scene, wherever he lives, right? By 2023. And it could be, I want to play one tune. It could be, I want to play a full gig. It could be, I want to play in a jam session, right? And you could specify no solo needed, just comp and play in the jazz, play one gig or one tune in the jazz scene by 2023. Now, when we start to break it down like that, it becomes very easy to start to see the path, right? Adam says, I want to have my first track with a trio, simple standard, but perfect it like the big ones. Cool. And that's great too. So again, get specific with your goals, write them down right now, Q1, Q2. And, I'll use Trick or Knicker too, for an example. Want to play one song comfortably on a beginner level. That's great. Comfortably, I can hear and enjoy it myself rather than work at it. That's great too. Now, again, I would challenge you, Trick or Knicker, to say, what does comfortable mean, and what aspects of the song do you want to play over? Are you trying to play a solo piano arrangement? Do you want to have a full freedom over this tune, meaning you can sit down, you can play different arrangements on the spot every single time that you sit down? I don't think you guys need to keep staring at this. But what does it mean to do that, right? So a lot of beginners have a goal to play some sort of arrangement they've created, because that's always a great goal, right? When you create your own arrangement of a tune and you play it, and that's fun. But this, the freedom of being able to play jazz, right, to play an arrangement like this, that's super loud, sorry, or maybe play it like this. Right, a different way, a different thing every time. That's really complete and spontaneous freedom. So, Trick or Knicker, get a little bit more specific. Maybe just dig in just a little bit more into how you want to play that tune. Hey, Victor. Victor says, I want to be able to comp using different voicings. That's fantastic, too. That's a very specific goal. Again, I would encourage, I'm just giving more examples of how to dive into these goals a little bit more. Does this mean you want to be able to comp over different, with using different voicings over one tune, over multiple tunes, over a certain tune? And again, assess your skill level. Does this mean major voicings, like major 2-5-1s, minor 2-5-1s? What type of voicings, right? Two-hand voicings, left-hand voicings. Comping would usually mean two-hand voicings, so I think that kind of specifies it. But again, guys, these are all just examples of what your want goal might be, and try and make them as specific as possible, okay? So your need goal is essentially going to be some of the plan, some of the planning that it's going to take. Now, the plan versus the execution, the plan is kind of more of a general goal. Like, so for example, for Victor, he put, I want to be able to comp using different voicings. That's a great goal. Trick or Knicker says, comfortably equals I can enjoy my playing currently. I work at it. Cool. That's great. So Victor's need goal would be to learn, essentially, you know, he has categories, comp and voicings. So he has two categories that we're going to look at essentially in the next page that I'm about to show you. And so his categories, or his need goal, will be to obviously improve the voicings that he knows in his repertoire, or get the voicings he already knows up to par so he can use them while comping, right? So let's say, in voicings and comping is a funny thing, because how do I say this? If you know a certain set of voicings, then you can comp pretty to a certain degree, right? So you want to kind of specify what degree your need goal is trying to achieve. So if, for example, if I know my rootless voicings, one sec here, I can comp through a tune, or let's say I just comp through a 2-5-1 with my rootless voicings here. Or I can comp through any tune with my rootless voicings, like no matter what it is, right? Um, And now again, do you, Victor, want to comp by yourself? Do you want to be able to comp in a group? Do you want to comp for solo piano? Like, what's the purpose of the comping? And I spoke about this in the last session. The more we can put a purpose to our goals, the more we're going to have motivation and inspiration to actually achieve the goals that we're looking to achieve, right? So, Victor, why do you want? Ask yourself a why, right? What is the why? Why do you want to comp? Again, is it just to play through tunes yourself so you can hear the harmonies? It doesn't matter what it is, really, but just add a why to it. Hey, Carlos. Hey, Johnny. I want to be consistent with freedom and improv so I can play in a solo, so that I can play in solo or group by summer 2022. Solar for starters, chord tones, anchors, scales, great. And that's a great goal too. Solar, right? I want to be able to hear music, figure out the key, be able to play improvise in that key with the music in a more elaborate way than simply left-hand chords and or use single notes with right hands, maybe incorporate both hands at one time. So cool. These are all great. And again, like for example, Johnny, again, trying to go more into your goals, right? I want to be able to hear music, figure out the key and be able to play improvise in that key with the music. So those are very different goals. Like those are very, so I would split those goals up. Like you want to make sure you have your goals very targeted for the year, right? So being able to hear music and hear the key is a very different path. Remember, I was talking about all the paths, right? The spiderweb paths when you're standing there. Those are like huge paths. Now they do go hand in hand and they are going to help you, but the learning process is very different. Right? And is very targeted. So I would actually split those apart. And again, if anyone out there has goals that are kind of overlapping in topics, which I'm going to talk about in just one second, you'll want to split them apart so that you can focus on them more. So the need goal is going to be essentially, we're going to come back to this in a second, but I'm going to move on to the next page here. Is going to be part of the planning strategy. Not that. Now, what we have here, essentially, what I've put together, is four major groupings, and these are going to be the groupings that I see, have heard, and have used myself the most to make the most amount of progress in my playing over the years. And any other thing really besides this can really fall or lead into this. Now, ear training, for example, Johnny's talking about hearing music or ear training, right? Being able to figure out the key. The more you are playing, the more you're practicing with a lot of different things, voicing, solo piano, improv, rhythm, your ear training, if anyone's gone through the ear training playbook and the new playbooks we released, I released the ear training playbook inside of Jazz Piano School, which talks about this. Your ear will improve the more you start to play through these things, learn them, and hear them, because your ear is always learning as you're playing. But the planning stages of this are going to take on different aspects of these things. Now, for example, improv, this is going to be here. Let's say you want to improve your improv. I think Carlos said that, right? Assessing where you are in this roadmap is going to be your first step to really improving and planning what you need to do. So, Victor, if you go through the voicings path, I should say, the nine steps here, I left out drop twos because those are specialty voicings, and the voicings here that I've put here are more core voicings, core chunks. Everyone wants to learn drop twos. I wanted to learn drop twos because they're known as Bill Evans voicings or modern voicings like, like McCoy's voicings, fourth voicings, chordal voicings. And those are big chunks for for the modern style, but for jazz piano in general, just for a generalized jazz piano sound, this is going to give you the 80%, you know, based on the 20% of knowledge that you're going to be learning, right? So I tried to bulk the majority of everything you need in this one sheet so you have some sort of outline. But for Victor, you would go through, do you know your triads? Do you know all your triads, right? Do you know your major triad, your minor triad? Do you know your diminished triad, your augmented triad, right? Maybe your sus triad as well, 1-4-5. Do you know your seventh chords? Do you know your inversions of your triads, your inversions of all your seventh chords? Can you voice lead your inversions? Can you voice lead your seventh? Can you voice lead your seventh chords, right? Can you voice lead your triads? Do you know all your rootless voicings? Can you isolate all your rootless voicings? And what I mean by isolate your rootless voicings is if you see something in a lead sheet that is C7, E-flat 7, F-sharp 7, can you play rootless voicings for all those in both hands? Because not all the rootless voicings are taught in 2-5-1s. I teach them as 2-5-1s because that's the easiest way to learn them. And then you need to be able to isolate all the rootless voicings so that in case you do come across a progression, I say in case, like it doesn't happen often. It happens all the time. I should say, so when you come across a progression that is not a 2-5-1 and you need to play rootless voicings for different progressions outside of 2-5-1s, you can do that, right? Two-hand voicings using my preferred method of two-hand voicings. So that would be the two-hand voicing building system. And shell voicings. Shell voicings are just going to be shells in left hand and some sort of voicing in your right hand. A lot of people tend to refer to these as upper structure triads. I like to call them shell voicings. Upper structure triads is great, but I like to take it a step further because I teach more freedom, moving past the upper structures into more freedom of creating your own shell voicings however you want. And then finally, changing of extensions. Anyway, these are going to be systematic processes and steps, like paths for these major categories. Now, the rhythm and coordination essentially applies to all of these things. So you may know your voicings. And again, I'm getting into kind of what Tricker Knicker is asking here. What does it mean to know something? To know something means if you can implement it into and use it in a tune, then without having to think or stutter or like hesitate, then you know it. Then you know it. For example, if you were to play a lead sheet with all triads in root position, right? Then you know your triads, right? So if I were to play down a lead sheet and I was playing, you know, any lead sheet and I was reading it, I could go through the lead sheet and play C, G, B flat, A flat, E flat in time. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? To know my voice leading of triads, I could play through a lead sheet without hesitation, any lead sheet, any chords, and play them and work through them. And if someone puts a lead sheet in front of me, cool, I got this. Yeah, I can voice lead all my triads however I need to through the song. Right? So that's essentially knowing how to do it. And I could do the same thing for my rootless voicings or my isolated rootless voicings. Any rootless voicing, isolated rootless voicing I play, any tune I play, I don't have to think about my rootless voicings anymore. You know, I can play them and not think about them in any structure, any way. It's literally my hand goes to the piano and I'm not thinking anymore. It's a spontaneous act. If you call out a chord, right? You know, I have no doubts about it. Like you could call out a chord, A7, with the seven on the bottom, right? Or, you know, E flat major with the third on the bottom. It's so second nature to me that I don't need to think. And this is why I'm able to execute tunes and play them the way I can, because it's become so second nature. That is actually knowing something. So if you guys have any questions, please let us know at any time. Hope you have a fantastic day. And as always, happy practicing.